Holy Spirit, we are expecting you to manifest your presence and power tonight. If you want to give us signs and wonders and miracles and healings tonight, we're all going to say yes to that. Whether it's for us or our loved ones, because you have given us the measure of faith and we can receive what you've provided by grace with that measure of faith. And Jesus, I just ask right now that you just touch everybody's head right now. Just walk around this room and just touch everybody. And we thank you for the healing anointing that is being released right now in your precious name. And Abba, we just come and just sit in your lap and we just want to have a daddy talk with you tonight. We want to know what your will is for our lives. We want to know your heart. So will you share more of your heart with us tonight? Will you share more of your love, that perfect love that casts out fear? Lord, we're choosing to believe your word, your truth, because you created us and made us to believe you. So we're choosing to believe you right now. And we thank you that what you've promised us is already a done deal from your perspective. I ask, Lord, that you help us to not wish and hope for things to happen, but to just look back and just thank you for the things that you've completed in our lives. So Lord, our ears are wide open. Our hearts are wide open to receive from you. Just open the eyes of our understanding more and more so that we can see exactly what you want us to see. Help us to relax and rest and just be in your shalom peace. So Lord, what do you want to say about your tenderness? I am so gentle. I am so kind. And I am so loving to you. I care about the details of your life. I know some of the struggles that you're facing that you just don't think that there's a solution, but with me, all things are possible, right? There's nothing impossible with me. I'm asking you to cast your cares upon me because I care for you. And I want you to see me as a tender, loving, gentle father that you can come to at any time. Yes, you can come and encounter me and encounter my presence whenever and wherever you are. Can you just change your focus right now and just focus on me and not what's going on in your life right now? Can you give me your full attention? Thank you. Right now, I'm going to increase your awareness of my presence. So now watch and receive. I am enlightening you right now. You are starting to see things you have not seen before. And you're going to start hearing things you have not heard before. I'm going to start sharing more of my loving, tender heart with you. And I simply want you to receive and listen and watch what I reveal to you now. You are my blessed child. And you know what? I'm really pleased with you. You haven't given up, because there's no give up in you. I'm with you, not only now, but wherever you go. Can you acknowledge me more from now on when you make decisions? Can you ask me ahead of time? Because when you do, things can be finished and complete immediately. So that means you don't have to try to figure things out anymore. You simply come to me and ask. And I'll never be harsh with you. Remember, I am tender. I am kind and helpful. I am trustworthy and faithful, am I not? So I want you to see from my perspective of not only who I am, but I want you to see who you are from my perspective as well. So ask me right now to see me from a new perspective of me that you've never seen, and I'll show that to you. Go ahead and ask. I know you're curious to know more of who I am and what I've actually already done for you, but you haven't asked me enough questions yet where you've actually listened for my answers. And if you're not really sure what to ask me, I know. So why not ask me what questions I want you to ask me? Right now, go ahead, ask away. Now listen and watch for my answers. Now ask me a question that you want to know the answer to. And remember, when you ask, it will be given unto you. Everyone that asks receives. Isn't that true? Now, if you have asked this question already, don't you think I answered it the first time? I am the Lord and I change not. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, isn't he? So if you don't think you're hearing an answer from me, it's possible I've already answered it. So ask me if that's the case with your question. Remember, I'm in no hurry. I'm in no rush at all. I'm not locked into time, am I? I want you to start expecting immediatelys and suddenlies in your life from now on. You don't have to wait a long season for some of these prayers to come to pass. When you pray according to my will, you do have the confidence that I hear you. And since you have that confidence, then you know I'm saying yes. Isn't that true? So continue to pray and ask me according to my will every time, and then you'll know that you're going to get a guaranteed yes from your Abba Father every time. Now I want you to focus on my gentleness right now. I want you to experience my sweet presence. And what I've revealed to you was gentle, wasn't it? For those who are in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation. You know why? I don't have it to give you. I don't make you feel guilty. I don't make you feel ashamed. I simply want you to believe me. And when you say what I say about you, and you believe what I want you to believe, then you're going to start seeing the manifestations of my promises. But if you keep talking about the circumstances over and over again, ask yourself why. If it doesn't agree with my word and my will, then why are you magnifying that in your life? Remember, as Jesus is, so are you in this world. When you start beholding Jesus and his glory, you are being transformed from glory to glory into his perfect image, aren't you? Since he's gentle and kind, so are you in this world. Since he is whole and complete, and perfect and lacking nothing, and without shame, so are you in this world. Remember, when you continue in my word, you're my disciple, aren't you? And you do know the truth. And it's that truth that makes and sets you free. As you continue to rest in my presence, you will know that you know that you know that I am always with you. That's something I want you to believe. You don't necessarily have to feel my presence. Simply need to believe it. Yes, there's times where you will feel my presence. There's other times you won't, but doesn't mean I'm not there. I'm always with you. And I want you to continue to engage with me, to have that continuous conversation with me. I tell you in my word to trust me with all your heart and then lean not to your own understanding and to acknowledge me in all your ways. When you start acknowledging me in all your ways, you'll see the steps that I have directed and the paths that I have laid out for you. So instead of trying to figure things out now, just have that continuous conversation, because I will help you make godly destiny decisions from this moment on, from when you wake up in the morning till when you go to sleep at night. And I want you to see those angels watching over you as you sleep. They're protecting you. And don't take things for granted. Don't take people for granted anymore either. They are in your life for a reason. And if you're not sure what reason that is, ask me and I'll tell you. I'm going to start giving you very specific things to hope for from now on. Things that I want you to hope for. And if there's things that you're hoping for that I don't want you to, just ask me, I'll tell you. Lord, we just thank you for your perfect peace in this place. We thank you, Daddy, that you showed us that you are gentle and that you are tender and that you are kind and that we have free access to come into the throne room at any time because Jesus gave us access and that you want us to come in time of need. We thank you for the grace that you've given us, that your grace is more than sufficient for all of us, that your strength is made perfect in weakness. Lord, we just choose right now to trust you with all our hearts and keep our thoughts and our mind focused on you. And as we do that, we know that you're giving us your perfect peace. Lord, you said that we have not because we ask not. So I ask, Father, that you show us from this moment on what you want us to ask for, because it's not our will but your will that will be done in our lives. Give us your agenda, your itinerary. Show us what your schedule looks like every day as we wake up in your presence. Father, we thank you for revealing to us what you just shared with us right now. And we just choose to continue to linger and continue to remain and stay in your presence. That it's our choice. We get to choose how long we get to give you our attention and our focus. And we're just going to continue to rest and just be aware of your loving presence.